Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello there, what it do, how are you, and welcome to episode 25, yes, you heard me correctly, episode 25 of Above the Nest with Bree Show. We've made it to 25 episodes, and that's a huge accomplishment. Couldn't have done it without you loyal listeners and all of your support, so thank you so much. We've made it to 25 episodes. The 25 episodes of Above the Nest with Bree Show brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football. That is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Rachel Prevett, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. Today is Friday, September 17th, and it's a victorious Friday, if I do say so myself, but let's get right into what's going on with the birds. Jalen Hurts led the Eagles to a week one victory over the Atlanta Falcons 32-6, and Jalen Hurts was looking like the guy. He was looking like the franchise QB. He looked really good, extremely comfortable. He was in control. He made good and smart decisions. He took advantage of what the defense gave him and made some really nice throws downfield. But he also did a great job deciding when to use his legs. He completed 27 of 35 passes for 264 yards and 3 touchdowns with no interceptions, plus he had 7 runs for 62 yards. His timing was there, accuracy was on target, and he was in rhythm with his offensive weapons, specifically rookie wide receiver Devontae Smith. The chemistry was clearly there between Hurts and Smith. Smith scored a touchdown in his NFL debut and led the team in targets, yards, and receptions. Smith caught 6 of his 8 targets for 71 yards. Those 6 receptions tied the Eagles' rookie record for catches in an NFL debut with DeSean Jackson, who also had 6 in 2008. There was also a point in the game when Jalen Hurts completed 4 back-to-back passes to Devontae Smith. So this is something that we should expect to see a lot more throughout the remainder of the season. Rookie running back Kenny Gainwell also scored a touchdown in his NFL debut. So expect to see Kenny Gainwell and Devontae Smith, both rookies, contributing a great deal in the offense this season. Also, I wanted to mention that Jalen Reagor had a very encouraging start. He scored a touchdown as well. And on the defense, Javon Hargreave was a key contributor. He finished with 2 sacks, both of which forced turnovers on downs, 2 tackles for loss, and 3 quarterback hits. And for his very first time as defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon also did a nice job. Although the defense had a kind of shaky start once they settled in, they didn't allow a touchdown in the entire game. Overall, this was a really, really good team win, but we have to give credit where it's due to Nick Sirianni. He did a great job. He did a fantastic job calling plays and being aggressive, and the offense was able to execute. So well done, Nick Sirianni. If you're in search of a new Eagles jersey, I would highly recommend considering a Midnight Green number 1 Jalen Hurts jersey. There was crazy hype surrounding Jalen Hurts following his week one performance. And it was actually reported on Tuesday by ESPN's Tim McManus that the Midnight Green number 1 Hurts jersey was 2nd on Fanatics best-selling NFL jerseys list with a 500% increase in sales from Saturday to Sunday. That was the biggest spike for any player in the league. Just wow. Hurts was only behind Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. So you may want to hurry up and secure your jersey. Speaking of Jalen Hurts paraphernalia, Nick Sirianni rocked a Jalen Hurts t-shirt during Friday's practice. during the press conference after the practice, he was asked about the shirt that he was wearing, and he admitted that someone sent it to him and he liked it, and he felt that it was a way to support the starting QB. Nick Sirianni also mentioned that wearing the guys' t-shirts is something that he did throughout the, you know, training camp, and it's a great way to connect with the players and let them know that he believes in them. Now the Eagles put that win behind them as they're moving on, closely approaching their week 2 game against the 49ers, also the Eagles' home opener. That's on Sunday, September 19th at 1 o'clock p.m. The 49ers are also 1-0 after defeating the Detroit Lions in week 1, 41-33. A few things to be on the lookout for. Starting with the offense, the Eagles are going to have to prepare for two different style quarterbacks in Jimmy G and Trey Lance. Trey Lance had a touchdown on his first play. So, of course, we have Trey Lance with like that speed option. The Eagles can also expect to see a combination of Elijah Mitchell and Trey Sermon in the backfield. Elijah Mitchell ran 19 times for 104 yards and had a touchdown against the Lions. So the Eagles are definitely going to have their hands full with him. And also, wide receiver Deebo Samuel finished with 9 catches for a career high of 189 yards and a touchdown. So we're probably going to see that matchup with Darius Slay. Let's see what he can do with that. George Kittle is another heavy hitter that we're going to have to try to stop. And on the defense, Nick Bosa is also a player to be on the lookout for. But as far as injury, the 49ers weren't looking too good. They suffered 2 major injuries this past week. Starting running back Raheem Mostert, he's going to miss about 8 weeks because of a chipped cartilage in his knee. That's going to require a surgery, so he's landed on the injured reserve. And also, their starting cornerback, Jason Verrett, right knee, also is injured, and he's going to be out for the season. Starting linebacker Dre Greenlaw is also expected to be placed on the IR, and cornerback Emmanuel Mosley would be starting if he was healthy, but it appears like he's not going to start because he's been ruled doubtful. On the Eagles side, safety Rodney McLeod has been ruled out because of a knee injury, and also wide receiver Marcus Epps was ruled questionable because of a concussion. He suffered a concussion early in the Eagles' Week 1 game, and he participated fully in Friday's practice after being limited on Thursday, so he's on the right track to be cleared. But that is going to be a wrap on episode 25 of Above the Nest with Rachel. Don't forget to rate, leave a written review, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on all things social media, IG and Twitter. Follow me on IG and Twitter at Rachel Monique. Don't forget to tap into all of the BGN content on the feed. And there's so much BGN content on the feed. There's a new BGN radio. There's a new NFC East mixtape. Babes on Broad, the QB Factory reboot. Seamus Clancy did a phenomenal job interviewing Eagles legend Brian Dawkins. And both the podcast and the video are up for you guys to see and listen to. I interviewed Jalen Hurts last week, and that interview is up on YouTube as well as on the pod for you to listen to. And also, there's going to be a new Eye on the Enemy with special guest Rob Stats-Guerrera from SB Nation's very own Niners Nation. That should be releasing early Saturday morning, so be on the lookout for that. They're going to preview the game, so give you another perspective. That's going to be really cool. We also debuted a brand new show on the feed called Odds and End Zones, and that's live. It debuted on Friday morning, so check that out. But we are doing some really big things here on BGN. We're working hard for you, gentle and loyal listeners, and we are so grateful for you for all of the support and tuning in all the times that we drop content for you guys. You guys are so loyal, so thank you so much. But the Eagles are going to play their Week 2 game in home opener against the 49ers on Sunday, September 19th at 1 p.m., and we will have the live instant reaction show after the game, so tune in for that. But as always, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and we out!
BGN.